Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's unpack the powerful mantra, gratitude is my attitude, and the way we emphasize the level of thankfulness and how we express gratitude in our life is an incredible outlook. Adopting gratitude is a core part of your attitude, and it could lead to deeper joy, stronger relationships, and resilience in the face of challenges. So in today's podcast, we're just going to unpack how gratitude encourages you to focus on what you have rather than what you lack, fostering that level of contentment. And this helps you reduce that feeling of feeling inadequate, especially right now. It's the holiday season, whatever your faith base may be, whatever you celebrate. It's a time of giving, and everyone around is moving at fast pace. It's a busy time. So you want to just focus on that emotional aspect of your mind and encourage gratitude. You know, don't focus on what you don't have, focus on what you do have. And also, there's so many ways that you could use gratitude to reduce stress, anxiety, depression, just by redirecting your attention to the positive aspect of life. And this could help you improve your relationships as well. Just by expressing gratitude that strengthen the bonds that you do have with others, people feel more valued and appreciate when you acknowledge their contributions to, your kindness and how they impact you personally. So a grateful attitude, it encourages you to have empathy, and that also it helps reduce problems and conflicts and make your interactions with others more of a form of having harmony and alignment. So that's something you want to think about, reflect on how you can cultivate gratitude in your life right now, especially with everything that's going on with the holidays, everything moving at a fast pace. Just take that time, right? And there's so many ways that you could focus on showing gratitude, whether that's through journaling, writing down three things that you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. That's a great form of cultivating gratitude. Also, mindful reflections. Take a moment to reflect on the positive at the start of the end of your day. That's something that I'm big of. I love a positive affirmation and mindful reflections. It just helps me start the day with purpose and being more intentional with my day and what I hope to accomplish. So always remember to express appreciation. Share your gratitude with others through kind words, gestures, notes. There is no such thing as something that's too small to show gratitude for. So if you think of any areas where you want to show that appreciation, kind gestures, put that on your to-do list. Be sure to do that. And one of the things too is practice like being present in the moment to fully appreciate your surrounding, your experiences, and your interactions with others. And let this mantra of gratitude be your guide in both good times and challenging moments. When life is abundant, gratitude amplifies that joy. When life is tough, you're going through things, you're facing hardship, challenges, whatever that may be, gratitude helps you find light amidst the darkness. So I look at gratitude in both scenarios, and it's always gratitude is my flashlight. You know, it helps me like stay grounded, stay humble, and also stay mindful. Just thinking of how I show up, how I treat others, how I interact with people around me. Like, you just want to spread more appreciation and show that you know, you care, you have everything going on in your life, but you want to take the time to acknowledge others and let them know that you see them, you appreciate them, all of the hard work that they're doing, whether that's to benefit you or just to benefit themselves personally with, you know, accomplishing their own goals. So you want to be in a form of being able to celebrate others and celebrate yourself and just recognize and appreciate and mirror that success in your life. That's what's really important and what it boils down to. By choosing gratitude as your attitude, you're not just reacting to life blessings, you're acting in a way of grace, appreciation, and meaning. So think of that when you see yourself like getting overwhelmed with just life and the holidays and, you know, the way things are. Take a step back and reflect and cultivate that mindfulness and those affirmations and just reassure yourself that, you know, everything is going to be fine and everything is going good. That's the attitude, the outlook on life. Just adopting that as a part of your core attitude, you will be able to find that joy and be more fulfilled during this holiday season and have a sense of peace, have a sense of clarity, you know, in the midst of everything. And if you want to practice more forms of showing gratitude, simply think of some things that you're thankful for, like family and friends, your home, or a nice sunny day, rather than being consumed by what's going wrong. Writing out your thoughts, saying them out loud, that's just a positive way of reassuring yourself. Another important aspect of practicing gratitude is celebrating any small victories or accomplishments that you may have experienced recently, as well as your large accomplishments, a new job, getting married, buying a house, whatever that looks like for you, celebrating those small momentums and large wins. That's going to be something that just kind of like brings you a sense of joy, bring you a sense of happiness, and you want to put your energy on those things. But more often, our daily lives are full of distractions, stress, and we let our small achievements go unnoticed. I mean, of course, it's obvious to celebrate the big accomplishments. You can't forget those. But those small little wins and victories, be sure to celebrate that. Did you make something special? Did you cook your favorite delicious meal? Did you start reading a new book? You know, did you reach out to a loved one and reconnect who you haven't spoken with in a while? Just take a moment to celebrate those things. Those are forms of ways to express gratitude. And like I said, journaling, that's a big way too, because you're writing out your thoughts and what you're perceiving and what the day was like. And one of the things I enjoy about journaling is going back to look at my previous pages, like, you know, as time passed, and I'm like, whoa, that was a day I was having a moment. Mindfulness is key. It's so easy to focus on the negatives, but when you practice gratitude, you're able to appreciate the good stuff around you, no matter how frustrating your day may be, or, you know, you're just able to take it all in. And also, it reminds you and shift your mindset to what's important. Be more like understanding of what's going on around you, like your loved ones. How are you doing with your health? What are your simple pleasures? Like, be mindful of those things. And also, be present in the moment. Gratitude helps me be present in the moment and not worry about things or think about too much in the future. But I just kind of like focus on the things that I want to work towards, but I don't get myself psyched out about that. So that takes time, but you want to be present in the moment. Enjoy a nice cup of coffee. I love green tea matcha. That's latte. That's my thing. So, you know, do that. Listen to music. Just meditation, whatever works for you, but be present in the moment. So whatever can help you increase your mindfulness, do that. You know, gratitude, one of the things that I love about it is living a life of gratitude, it helps urge you to not put that pressure to compare yourself to other people's material and what they possess. You're being thankful for what you have, and you're not focused on the things that you don't have. So you're showing appreciation for where you're at in your life. And also, I think for me personally, when I focus on like cultivating gratitude, it boosts my mood. Like, it gives me this sense of like improved mood, positive emotions, like they're like flowing through me. So that's something that I enjoy, and I'm experiencing levels of happiness, and my happiness is contagious. It inspires others to think of things that they're happy about, and we just kind of like gradually exchange that. So remember, one of the things I think most importantly is that gratitude helps strengthen relationships. You know, just sharing gratitude with yourself, it's good to share those things and practical tips with family members and loved ones, and just make the connections even stronger. Now, keep in mind, embracing gratitude doesn't mean ignoring life's challenges. It simply means that you're choosing to focus more attention on the positive than the negative. And that brings more abundance into your daily life. And that's where that peace and understanding and just being calm and content, because you're focusing on how you can be positive in spite of everything that you're experiencing at the moment. So take a moment to self-reflect and notice the value in good things in your life, no matter how big or small, whether that's a cozy bed right now, a fun chat with a friend, focus on those things, those positive things. And to start living from a gratitude perspective, pay attention to the moments that make you smile and feel good. Every night before bed, think of the things that you're thankful for from that day, whether that's a kind gesture, a really great meal, a quiet moment, quiet time, and just naturally find more things that makes you happy, makes you smile, that brings joy into your life. Living a life of gratitude is so important because it can make you feel happier and more content when you're having such a busy life and so many things to do and so much to accomplish with so little time. By focusing on what you're thankful for, you're actually training your mind how to spot the good in your life, and that helps you feel more positive and reduce your stress level and just make those things that you're facing as far as challenges feel more manageable. I don't know about you, but anything that I could do to reduce stress in my life, that's something I always focus on. So take that time to add more gratitude into your life and make your day brighter. A life of gratitude is filled with moments of appreciation and thankfulness. It may be different from person to person, but most importantly, take time to reflect on what exercise you want to incorporate so that you can bring more joy into your life, because gratitude should be your attitude. I don't know about you, but gratitude is definitely my attitude. Gratitude is my attitude, and it's the root of my happiness. In fact, what you're grateful for today may be something you hoped for yesterday, and overall, you may be able to grow stronger and continue to, you know, foster that level of gratitude. I know meditation, gratitude, and practicing mindfulness, that works for me because that's where I experience a wave of positive emotion. So whatever channel or avenue you need to focus on to increase your level of gratitude, you definitely want to do that. As the holidays are approaching, focus on the true core of gratitude, which is the act of giving for the benefit of someone else who has nothing to give in return, and also an intentional decision to look beyond yourself to reach out and invest in the future of others. So be sure to give back in the world, spread light, kindness, and find an act of kindness to make someone's day special. Thanks for joining me today, you beautiful souls. I hope you enjoyed this episode on how to cultivate more gratitude into your life. Remember, gratitude is your attitude. Always keep it real. And I'll see you next time on the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast.